just kidding. Anyway, you ready?
So you can take your sip, but I can't take mine.
No.
What do you mean?
Hey, hey, gamers. Welcome to Gaming is for Girls. The podcast is more chaotic than trying to play Mario Kart with your grandma. I'm your host, Maya the Menace, here to bring you the latest gaming news, hot takes, and probably some questionable strategies. So grab a snack, adjust your headsets, and let's get into today's episode. Hey guys, this is Maya from the future. I just wanted to stop in really quickly and give a little note before we get into the episode. I was rewatching this episode, and as I was watching, I noticed that some of the terminology I was using wasn't really accurate, and I want to talk about it real quick. I was referencing my guest, Ali, as a non-gamer or a new gamer because I wasn't really familiar with their gaming history before this episode. I don't want to imply that he hasn't played games before or he's not a gamer or he's new to the gaming scene. It was from my understanding that he became more interested in games when we started talking and when we started our relationship. And while that may be true, it doesn't mean that he wasn't gaming before we had met. And that's what the terminology non-gamer and new gamer was implying, and I don't want to imply that. So I just want to clear that before we get into the episode. And with that off my chest, let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to Gaming is for Girls. This is episode 5, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. It should be episode 5. Today's episode, I feel like I was supposed to say other things before going into the topic.
It's okay.
So I will say the other things before we go into the topic. Before we get into it, we have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/themenaces. It's for the Gaming is for Girls girlies and for the Menaces for my gaming channel. On Patreon, you can get an episode.
Almost there.
You can get an extra episode of Gaming is for Girls. You can also dictate, if you're into that, what we will be talking about on the podcast, as well as what content we'll be filming on the gaming channel. The Patreon starts at $4 a month because gaming is for girls.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's like a half a Starbucks coffee.
If you're lucky.
True.
If you catch them on a good day.
True.
We also have social medias. Our Instagram is Gaming is for Girls, all spelled out, and our Twitter is Gaming_4Girls. Just like our Patreon. So head on over to patreon.com/themenaces. It would be such a big support. I would be very happy. And I'd be able to give you a lot more content. Oh, also on Patreon, we have a Gaming is for Girls book club and a discussion board, which will be exclusive to Patreon members. So if you're interested to get involved with the discussion and also be on the lookout for what books we're going to read and also recommend what books we're going to read in the book club, head over to Patreon. The book we're reading right now is Gamer Girls, 25 Women Who Had an Impact. I think that's the name. I have it written down. Give me a second. Gamer Girls, 25 Women Who Built the Video Game Industry. That's what we're reading right now. That's what will be discussed on a later episode. So if you're interested in seeing the discussion for that, head over to Patreon. Okay, now we can talk about what the episode is about. Today's episode, we are going to be focusing on bridging the gap between gamers and non-gamers. We're also going to be exploring what it means to be a gamer and to have the gamer title. Today we have a guest, if you haven't noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Our audio listeners probably haven't noticed.
Probably not.
They do now, unless that was just me.
That's sick.
Speaking an octave
Batman.
Lower.
This is Batman part-time.
I'm Batman. Yeah. Today it's we have close. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your Batman impression? Do it.
I'll do it in the middle of the episode to throw you off.
Okay. Today we have a special guest who is relatively new to the gaming scene. His name is Ali. He is my partner. And he also goes by The Sublime.
Nice. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here.
Of course, always. I'm here literally every day.
Can you say hi to the people?
Hello, people. Our girls. Gaming is for girls.
It could be whatever.
No, well. Hello.
Okay. So, Ali is going to be here to be our insight on the non-gamer slash new gamer side. I'm going to be a representative for the gamer title, and we're going to discuss what it means to be a gamer.
Nice.
So, we're going to start off with, the first topic, which is, if you could guess it, what does it mean to be a gamer? Wow!
Oh my god.
So, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Because I am interested in what you deem a gamer, quote unquote. So my first question for you is, what are your initial thoughts and assumptions about what it means to be a gamer?
So, I think gamers are a broad term. I think a lot of people can be gamers. I don't think you necessarily have to have like a very nice setup like you do to be a gamer.
Thank you.
But I think it definitely separates you from the rest of us for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever people ask me like if I play like Call of Duty or stuff, and I'll be like, yeah, like I play Fort on PlayStation, PlayStation 4.
Yeah. It sounds like a space station when you power it up.
That's sick. Yeah, it's a heavy breather. You got asthma. But yeah, like I feel like, and then if they're like, oh, I'm a PC gamer, automatically I already know what type of gamer you are. Like you're already tiers above me, because number one, I don't have the PS5. And then to say that you have the PS, or to say that you have a PC, and if you built your PC, you got it. So that's
what a gamer
like
is?
A real, real gamer.
A real gamer.
Yeah,
is.
Like a real, real gamer. But
has their PC built.
Yeah, everybody could just be a gamer, or anybody could be a gamer, you know?
So I was going to ask you a question until I saw your water bottles.
What does that have to do with anything?
I just was really thrown off by this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, and it's not just one, it's two of them.
Okay, so hear me out. You're acting like I drank those. You drink it. I just crushed it.
But there's reason for it.
No, you have to, because it saves space in the trash.
For our audio listeners, I looked over at Ali's water bottles, and they're completely smashed in. Like, they're two-dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Except for the cap.
Except for the cap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my question was,
mm-hmm.
when someone asked you, are you a gamer,
mm-hmm.
what is your initial response?
I'll say yeah.
You'll say yes?
Yeah. I play FIFA and Fortnite. That's about it.
That's about it?
That's pretty much. I mean, I played all the Assassin's Creeds up until Valhalla. I haven't played Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have that?
I do have it.
Yeah. But
because I'm a gamer.
True. I played all the Assassin's Creed up to Valhalla. Telltale has a pretty nice series. But outside of that, I don't really game like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you define a gamer as someone who either has a PS5 or has a PC.
Yeah, not Xbox. Anybody with Xbox is not a gamer.
That's it. I just want to say I do not discriminate against consoles.
I do.
You can have whatever you want, except for that Soulja Boy game console that came out.
Oh, what?
You don't know about that?
No.
Okay, hold on. We have to have an intermission.
That's sick. Soulja Boy is in Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy, yeah. He had his own console.
Handheld?
No, I think it was like
I believe it's the same thing, honestly. That's just nasty. If you go back, there is a red one.
This one?
Yeah. That looks terrible.
That looks terrible?
Yeah.
The button placement is crazy. Look at this. He doesn't even have like the four lined up like the Game Boy does?
I'm actually disturbed. And there's a console that goes with it, or is that...
I think those are two separate things.
No.
Oh, yeah, he meant a video game console and a handheld game device. Yeah, it's definitely a bootleg Switch. It looks like a Wii U, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Or are these two separate things?
You have to get that on layaway. Or not layaway.
That's terrible. This is what you see when someone says we got the Switch at home. And it's the Soulja Boy console.
That's terrible. Yeah, Switch money, no. You're gonna play that.
That's disgusting.
You're
gonna
play Superman.
Okay.
That was an underrated joke.
Okay, we're back. No, I didn't get the joke, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. I'm not alpha enough.
Okay.
Oh, we were talking about console discrimination.
Yep. I will discriminate against you like it's 1960 if you have that.
What?
The Soulja Boy console.
The Soulja Boy console?
Yes.
Console? Yeah, that's fair.
Rightfully, you deserve it.
That's fair. Is there any other console that, like, if you heard it said, you'd be like, yeah, whatever. Of the ones that are
Not
available right
really.
now.
Like a three. Okay. If you're playing. Okay, hear me out. PS4 is bad.
It is.
It's bad. I can admit that. I should have upgraded a while ago. Hear me out. If you have a 360 or a PS3, go to hell.
PS3 is
That's
crazy, actually.
it's terrible.
It should, I think it's extinct.
It should be.
I have not seen a PS3, first of all, ever in my life.
Oh, that's crazy.
We have a PS2.
How have you not seen a PS3 then?
Because we got the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
There was no point in upgrading to the PS3 because there was nothing we wanted to play for PS3 that would make us, that would warrant getting it. And then Mariah got a PS5, 4.
Okay, fair enough.
And then none of us care enough to get the PS5. And I also have a computer, so.
Yeah. I had 360 and then I moved over to PS4
How
for
was
the
that experience?
exclusives. It was fun. I remember actually when I the first time I booted it up, I was actually really excited. Like really excited.
That's
Like
how
when it
it is. Did you get it like when it was all the rage?
Probably a little later. But I remember being in my room. It was the same. It was actually in my dad's house, funny enough. I don't know if I was living with my dad at the time, but I was in my room actually, and the little like sand thing that goes like this went across the screen and it was blue.
So
Oh, this is so
I've
cool.
never played on Xbox before.
No, I'm talking about PS4.
Oh, like the
Like.
transition to PS4.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were still talking about the 360.
Nah. 360, I actually don't remember. I remember actually nothing.
That's why I can go to hell.
360? 360? 360 did have the little motion sensor. That was weird. It was like it was like Wii before the Wii, I believe. Wow, that's crazy. We had No, that's on the Wii. There's some game that the 360 has that requires you to have a motion detection thing similar to the Wii, and it was sort of like Wii Sports. I don't know what it's called, but that's the only thing I remember about 360. That and then Assassin's Creed. That's where I would play my Assassin's Creed at originally. So I started off, well, I'm sure you'll ask me that, but
Yes.
yeah.
I actually started playing Assassin's Oh my God, I started playing Assassin's Creed on the Wii U.
That's crazy.
Which is
That's
pretty
crazy.
much the Soulja Boy console,
Yeah.
if you really think about it.
That's wild.
Yeah, the Wii was really something. The Wii U is actually a really cursed console.
You think so?
It, yeah, because it only like it came out and it only like stayed around for maybe a year, and people were like, "Ew, what is this?" And this, and then Nintendo was like, "You're right, my bad." And then they came out with the Switch.
That's sick. They had to take it back.
They did have to take it back. Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay, so my next question for you is, what qualities and behaviors do you think define a quote unquote true gamer?
Yeah, having a PC.
Having a PC?
That's it.
That's
And if
sick.
you built your it's there's like levels. So there's my level, which is the last gen. So the PS4, Xbox One, question mark, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they've come out with a new Xbox
Yeah.
since then. Which, why would they?
Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they? Is because who's on Xbox? Sorry, I know I just said I wouldn't console shame, but I will, okay?
That's sick. No, fair enough. But yeah, so it's gonna be the last in my mind, it's the last generation. So like PS4, all of us, Xbox One question mark, because I don't know. And then it's gonna be the PS5, like people, and whatever Microsoft has to compete with that. And then there's people who built their PCs. So if like if you're a person who built your PC, respect, and I automatically assume that I'm more than if it's a shooting game, I'm assuming that you have like hacks and stuff that I just don't know about.
What if someone got a pre-built PC?
That's cool. I just think if you take the time to build it yourself, like I don't know if you've shown your setup.
I talked about my build in the first episode
Yeah.
of the podcast.
If you can see her PC, it's sick.
Like, yeah, I think I showed a picture.
Yeah. That goes crazy. And I don't know what the technical specifications are, but the fact that you know it and you customize it to fit exactly whatever you need is crazy. Like, I have this this friend, his name's, well, we call him Keish. But is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So we call him Keish. But I went to his house once, and he also had built his PC, and he was talking about, like, all the different qualities, like the graphic cards, mm-hmm. that you said that you wanted. He was talking about graphic cards, and I didn't understand it because I'd never seen a built PC.
Mm-hmm.
But he was going in depth, and he pulled up like a whole bunch of different like games and apps, and like was talking about the download speeds or something like that. I don't know, but yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Cool. So, I just need to explain that usually I pre-write the topics I'm going to hit on. Not that I'm hitting on any.
I was going to make that joke, but I was going to let you rock.
The topics that I'm going to hit on in the mm-hmm. episode. And it's usually on my screen. Is it on my screen right now? Barely. It's on my notebook.
Mink.
So I'm reading from my notebook right now. So we're kind of all over the place, but we're getting through. So according to Wikipedia, the gamer definition is a gamer is a hobbyist who plays video games. So essentially, if you consider gaming as one of your hobbies, Wikipedia considers you a gamer.
What do you consider a gamer?
That's a great question. I don't know. Yeah, and I feel like that's the point of this episode, huh?
There you go.
I don't know, because I was reading up on the definition. Like, there's no, like, single definition for gamer, right? So I was reading all these different definitions, and I'm saying some people, like, I wasn't just on Wikipedia. Wikipedia was saying that some people define gamer based on how many games you play, or like the expansiveness of your gaming library,
mm-hmm.
and other people determine it based on how much time you spend playing games. So you could just play one game, but play it,
yeah,
really frequently.
It's me and FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my friend's house the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, we've been playing for it pretty much since we started talking together. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I really haven't played FIFA that much. Maybe twice. And if anybody, well, all my friends know that I'm like the, okay, I play FIFA a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in my younger years with the PS4 when I first got it, more so.
Mm-hmm.
I've had FIFA 15 through
back
22.
Back in 1990.
That's sick. 15 through 22.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the only game I will play. Before, I played Fortnite. That mm-hmm. was like the only thing I played. I played FIFA for the first time in a few months, maybe a week ago, a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
and I won.
Nice.
Feels nice. It was good to see that I still had it.
That you still had it in you?
Yeah. So I think I agree more so with the Wikipedia version of how long you played versus how many games have you played.
Because
mm-hmm. I haven't played a lot of games, comparatively mm-hmm. speaking. But, I did play Spider-Man, but...
When? Oh, like the whole game?
It's actually a very good question. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know if I beat it.
That's sick.
It is.
Do you mind scooting in a bit?
Yeah, sorry.
You're kind of spilling out the frame. I played the last Spider-Man. The last Spider-Man game I played. It's sick because I know exactly what game it is and exactly why I stopped playing it.
That's it.
It was the Spider-Man that had just come out for the Wii U. Which I don't know off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I had played the first Spider-Man game. And I was playing the second one on Wii U. And it was great. The reason I stopped playing was because whoever it was in my little intercom thing was mm-hmm. like, oh, you have to go to the whatever building it was. Man, I can't remember what building it was. But it was like that evil company.
Mm-hmm.
Building.
Oscorp?
It was, yeah, Oscorp.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you have to go to the Oscorp building and fight so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, I always had someone watching me play the game,
yeah,
whether it was one of my parents or one of my siblings,
mm-hmm.
mainly Mariah, but she wasn't watching, no one was watching me. And I was like, no, I'm scared. I'm scared. I shut off the game. I never played that game again. I never played another Spider-Man game again. Sick. I haven't played the new one. I haven't played the Miles Morales one.
That's sick.
Because whenever I think of a Spider-Man game, I think about that exact moment when I was too scared to go into Oscorp.
Hmm. You know who you had to fight?
No.
Hmm.
No.
Fair enough.
It might have been Killer.
Killer Croc?
Well, that's DC. Killer Croc?
Is it?
There's definitely a crocodile in both universes.
There's one. I mean, everybody knows what you're talking about. He fought Andrew Garfield in the movie.
I'm gonna search it up because now it's racking my brain. I searched up Spider-Man Croc and they
they gave you the shoes.
They gave me Spider-Man Croc shoes. That's not what I meant.
That's what I need.
Oh, the lizard.
No.
He's a lizard. Sick. Okay, that's fair. I was probably fighting the lizard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was scared.
Yeah.
But I think that's the equivalent of Killer Croc for DC.
Sure. For sure.
Okay. Okay, so we talked about the Wikipedia definition. Okay, so Wikipedia also had some, like, subcategories of gamer titles that I want to go into. They touched on, they had, like, different levels, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So they had identifications and levels. So they had gamer, and then under the gamer title, there was male gamers, gamer girls, and then gamers, which are gay gamers, which is a great play on words. Mm-hmm. And then for the levels, they had, what's really going on? Give me a second. This is why I usually have it all in Discord. Okay. For the levels, they had different, like, tiers of gamers that mm-hmm. I just want to go through real quick to give some sort of, like, basis for what a gamer is
mm-hmm.
or, like, the levels of gamers. Because I do think gaming is a spectrum. Like, the gamer title is a spectrum.
Yeah.
Because there are gamers who will only play one game. And, mm-hmm. like, they're really good at this one game.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have experience at other games. Whereas there are people who are, like, variety gamers who play all sorts of games
mm-hmm.
for however long they want to and jump from game to game. So, mm-hmm. starting off, Wikipedia, they named this, like, grouping of gamers the dedication spectrum, which takes into account gaming experience, though there's no official agreement on these terms and the definitions, so take this with a grain of salt. So the first level is a newbie slash a noob, which is considered a newcomer to mm-hmm. the game or the gaming industry. It's usually used as an insult.
Mm-hmm.
That's mainly the context I've heard it used in, like if you call someone a noob,
mm-hmm.
which really doesn't make sense as an insult. I guess maybe if
bad.
I guess if your game is bad,
mm-hmm.
like in Fortnite, I guess if your aim sucks, you'd be like, "Wow, that's a noob."
Mm.
But usually they just call them bots.
Mm. It's not Wikipedia a little outdated.
It might be. The next tier is casual gamer. These are players who play mainly casual games. Think of like Sims or cozy games. They play for the ease of gameplay, and casual gamers can also be classified as people who play less frequently than other gamers. So, a casual gamer can be classified as two different ways. Mm-hmm. It could be essentially a cozy gamer who plays, like, low-tension games, low-stress games, probably, like, simulators and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Like Goat Simulator?
Like Goat Simulator. And then you can have another category of casual gamer who do play more involved in high-tension games, but maybe they play it in shorter sessions. Maybe they don't take it as seriously as someone who's, like, really into the game. The casual gamer demographics tend to vary, but they tend to be predominantly female. Going off of that, I would probably consider myself a casual gamer in the second aspect, where it's like I play a wide variety of games, but I don't really take them that seriously. Like Fortnite, for example.
Can't relate.
I know.
Cannot relate.
That's funny.
Anything I do, I want to win. And if I lose, correction. If I deserve to lose, I'm okay with it. If it's on some nonsense, go to hell.
I was playing Fortnite by myself one time, and I think I died, and I was like, that sucks. But then it popped up what I died to, and it was a gold auto shotgun. I said, you know what?
You got it.
I had a green,
Yeah,
so
you got it.
you got it.
Like that, I'm not complaining about. But if I get in like four, like three, like that one time we got in like literally three fights back to back with different teams, and then we were low, or no, maybe it was two teams. We got, this was in the latest season a fort where we got into, I think we were at Hades place. We got into two fights, and then we were looting up, cleaning up, healing, and then we died because somebody else, like another team, came through and swept us up. Go to hell, you don't deserve that. I worked so hard for those kills, and then for you to come in and just hit me one time for, and then me be done, you don't deserve that.
That's funny.
Yeah, if it's if you deserve it, go, you got it.
So the next category of gamer, the next level, is a core gamer. This player has a wider game interest than the casual gamer. They play different types of games, and they don't spend as much time on video games as a hardcore gamer, which is the next tier. They didn't really give me much information on what the hell a core gamer is. I've never even heard of
That's all right.
that term, core gamer, before seeing this article. The next tier, hardcore gamer, are people who have, yeah, I read that wrong. Okay. So, hardcore gamers are different from core gamers based on some ambiguous people trying to decipher the difference. Based on the time spent playing the games and which platforms both core and hardcore gamers use. But there hasn't been much detailed distinguish between the two. So really they didn't give me much between core gamer and hardcore gamer. So I'm gonna group them in just in a little hardcore gamer category. So we got newbies who are newcomers, casual gamers who play casual games, or they play less tension games in short bursts, and hardcore gamers who, what? This they still really didn't give me anything, so I actually don't know.
It's all right.
But that the tier exists.
They spend a lot of time on the game,
They
but they're
spend
not
a lot of
professional.
time on the game, but they're not
There you
professionals.
go. Now what's
Because the
professional?
next level of gamer is professional gamers who play games for prize money or salaries, or they do competitions such as esports. And professional gamers would also classify video game streamers because they also make money from their streams, videos, their gameplays through sponsorships or donations. So it's kind of funny that I said that.
You're professional.
I guess under the Wikipedia definition, I would be a professional because it's also individuals who take the average gaming much more seriously and profit from their performance. I say, as I'm currently hosting a video game podcast, and then said through my own mouth that I'm a casual gamer. Obviously, I'm not. So I guess I would be considered a professional gamer. What would you classify yourself as?
Probably professional.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
I just like that.
You're like that.
Yep. Gotta see Ninja 101. Actually, you know what's funny? Every clip I've seen of Ninja, he's been dying. I have not seen a good clip, and maybe this is just hearsay, but apparently he used to be good at Fortnite.
And he's not anymore. You know what it is? It's the auto shotgun.
Probably that frenzy goes crazy. Frenzy goes crazy.
There's actually a clip of him like mimicking what it sounds like. Have you seen that? He was like, I'll probably find it and put it up. But he died to an auto frenzy, and he was upset. He was like, Damn it, the frenzy doesn't use any, doesn't need any skill to use. It's just do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Skillless, talentless fucking gun on the planet. I got him, I did it.
That's it.
That's what I use. That's why I'm professional. I'm probably the one who killed him.
That's hilarious.
That's me. You gotta get the ones back.
Are you being serious about categorizing yourself?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'd probably go into... I feel like whatever... I would go into core, I guess. Because I have a few games that I play, but I play them a lot. And I've played them several times. So, like, the story games, I will play those through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, The Last of Us, beautiful game. Beautiful game. I will root for The Last of Us every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But I've beaten that a few times. Like, I know some of the dialogue in it. FIFA is not really something you can beat. There used to be a story mode, I think, on 20, if I'm not mistaken. It's between 18 and 20. But that, like, it's not really, like, a story.
Yeah.
It's just you play as a career.
Right.
But yeah, there's a few games that I played pretty deeply
mm-hmm.
that I would argue very few people could beat me in. Very few other friends or, like, people who aren't professionals could beat me in. Like, online, The Last of Us also went crazy. That was actually a fun time.
I would clap you in FIFA.
Baby, please. I'm letting you know. You know, like, those things, like, where in a relationship where you're supposed to, like, go easy on your partner? Like, yeah. And dates and stuff. Like, yeah. On a first date, if you go bowling.
Like, bowling?
Yeah.
Have you seen those videos? This is so off topic.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those videos where it was, like, show your man bowling so no one else wants him?
Yep. I have. Those are bowling for real.
They look crazy.
Yeah.
Full bowling stance and everything.
Mm-hmm. Professional.
Professional, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would be one of those situations. There is one nemesis I have in FIFA.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it one of your friends?
Yep. Can you guess?
I know you told me before.
Mm-hmm.
And their name escapes me.
That's okay. It's Malcolm.
That's funny.
You know it's funny? I know. Well, I know that's funny, right? And like I said, if you deserve to win, so be it. So be it. A lot of the times, he doesn't deserve to win.
Mm-hmm.
FIFA just be on his side.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. But outside of that, no one else can beat me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is there a game that you think you would not be able to beat me in?
Stardew.
What?
Is there a game that... I don't think that you play games that you can be beaten in.
I don't really play competitive games like that.
Yeah. Oh, like, Wii Sports? I will get right in Wii Sports. I'm not even talking about that. I mean, boxing specifically?
What about bowling?
Bowling, I have a hack. In Wii Sports, I'm gonna teach you guys something real quick. Because I beat my family so bad at this game that my dad stopped playing video games. Quite literally. So, in Wii Bowling, if you're holding B, the little trigger at the bottom, and the person walks up with the ball in his hand, and you flick your wrist up, don't let go of B yet. Oh, wait, hold on. Backtrack. So, you're standing in front of the lane, and you move to the right, to the first triangle, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can slant it over a little bit, but not really a lot. But you really just want to be at that first triangle to the right. And you can get there by hitting The little arrow pad, thank you, at the top to zoom in. So you zoom in, find the arrow, and then you zoom back out. Now, you're standing there with the ball, you hold B, you walk up, you'll walk up to the top of the lane, or the bottom of the lane, I don't care. You flick your wrist up without letting B go, and his hand will go up, but he won't let go of the ball. When his hand is up, then you're going to release B and, like, do a little spin with your wrist. And it'll curve the ball perfectly so it's a strike down there every time. That's how I play bowling. Mm-hmm. And it's really not fair because you don't do that in bowling. You don't just walk up and then hold the ball midair before you release it. But in Wii Bowling, it's actually a hack. Yeah, Wii Sports, I'm not losing in. I'm very confident. Golf, you might have it. Golf, I don't play golf. Baseball, you might have it. But
tennis? We have to play Wii Sports Resort. That game was weird. Have you played that game before?
I don't know yet. I know we have more than Wii Sports.
Wii Sports Resort. It was the one on the island. The little Wii Island.
They had the ski.
I don't think so. Because it was a tropical island. So I don't think they had any winter things.
Yeah, beach volleyball?
Probably. But they had the airplane game. Usually people reference Wii Sports Resort with the airplane. Hold on. I think I'm thinking of two different games. Because there was Wii Sports Resort. Now to search it up again.
I'm positive I have Wii Sports Resort. I don't know if I play it that often. But if anybody wants to challenge me in Wii Boxing, Wii Sports Boxing, you're gonna die. Terrible. You're gonna die. It's sick.
So Wii Sports Resort had...
Why is it $50 on Amazon?
Because it's a hot commodity.
That's insane. The Wii itself is one.
Well, this is definitely what I was talking about. But they have different Wii... There's another... Because this is the old Wii Sports Resort. Mm-hmm. There's a second Wii Sports Resort that we also had. But Air Sports is what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. That was the playing game.
Yeah, I think we had this, but we just didn't play it often.
This game was where it's at. And you should like it because there's basketball on it.
That's... That's wild. That's wild. That's sick.
But Wii Sports Resort had swordplay, pause.
Yeah, that was wild.
Wakeboarding.
Wake up and swordplay.
Wakeboarding, frisbee, archery, basketball, the table tennis game. Insane. Golf, bowling, power cruising, canoeing, cycling, air sports. Yeah, that was definitely the place to be. And there was also, I'm sure there was a second Wii Sports Resort game. Let me see. You will not make me out to be a liar.
Oh, we did have Wii Play. Wii Play was also fun.
Wii Play was definitely ass.
Well, there were two games that I liked. There was the billiards or the pool. And then, or billiards, I don't know. But pool, and then, what's it called? Tanks. Tanks was fun. It would definitely be frustrating at a certain point. There's literally just too much going on to avoid, but tanks was fun. There was also, sorry, I feel like we're going off on a Wii tangent.
No, but I was just going to say, I don't think there's a Wii Sports Resort 2. I thought there was.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
But I do have Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah. Wii Fit. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Wii Fit was cool.
Ice skating. Not ice skating.
Skiing.
Yeah, skiing, yeah. Wii Fit was fun. Yeah. Yeah. But Wii Sports Boxing, I used to go to the little training menu. Remember I told you gotta do the trainings? I'm telling you. That's how I figured out that bowling hack. Next question.
Well, we're still talking about the gamer categories. That's all they had was the newbie, casual gamer, core gamer, hardcore gamer, professional gamer. But in the end, the gamer title is partly self-determined and partly determined on what society expects from gamers, which for the most part is not women, even though women do be gaming. And even though gaming is for girls. That was a good one. But, even though the gaming industry is pretty evenly split between male and female, there's a lot of discrimination in it just because of people's gender, which is nuts. Oh my God, I posted a video of GTA and I was driving and I hit a car like you do in GTA and someone was like, oh, women. You said you don't hit the cars in GTA? Yes, you're lying.
I don't.
You're lying.
I follow all the traffic rules.
You stop at the traffic lights.
I do. And the GTA. Stop signs.
So you're stealing cars and still following traffic rules.
Yes. Why do you assume I stole them?
Because it's Grand Theft Auto. It's in the name. Mm. Anyways, the person was like, oh, look at the women driving. As if men are just, like you said, following the traffic laws in GTA.
Yeah.
Be so for real.
Yeah.
Be so for real. Because then I saw, it was like literally the next day I saw a GTA clip. Mm-hmm. The car was in the air, flipping. The engine fell off the car.
That was me. That was my recording.
That was your recording?
Yeah.
Crazy. The discrimination is crazy, but have fun and play your games, girls.
I will say, dude, you have a clip on, and I would actually appreciate it if you rolled it in the
podcast. I can roll it.
Yeah, it was hilarious. But you're playing GTA as Franklin, and if you get in an accident with Michael or Trevor, wow, mm-hmm. I understand it. Franklin, crazy. Because you can slow it down so you can dodge.
I'm not using it.
You were like, why would I use this? And then immediately got into a car accident as soon as it went off. I was like, wow, yeah, this is the time for you to use it.
Let me just dodge this traffic real quick. Why would I need that right now? Okay, all right. Damn, so dramatic. I get it.
It was like mission failed.
It was too much hassle because already GTA makes you use so many buttons at once.
Yeah, that's true. Your fingers are
I'm like all this, over. And then they want me to go like this
yeah.
to activate the slow motion.
Put that sign down.
I'm not doing that's that sick. To slow the car down.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you tried flying in GTA? You have to use four fingers.
Rough. Yeah, it's rough. For sure.
I was in there like this.
Yeah.
I was rough. Like, oh my gosh. You know and what they said in the comments?
What?
Women.
Yeah.
Rightfully, how am I supposed to know how to fly a plane?
You gotta ask our pilot.
I guess so.
Rightfully, I think the controls, the automatic controls on GTA flying are like inverse or something. So it's like reverse of whatever you tell it to do, it does that. The reverse of it, so it's very confusing.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I remember intentionally skipping those too, like dying on purpose.
So. I think someone actually commented women on my flying post.
Yeah, it was me.
That's terrible.
I'm just joking.
That's terrible.
Do that, but yeah,
but that doesn't. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay, going back to the self-proclaimed gamer title.
Mm-hmm.
The society.
The Medallion Society.
I guess so. Society expects gamer characteristics to be either a high level of dedication to playing games or interest in gaming-related paraphernalia, like clothing, comic books, figurines, trinkets, which I have both. I'm a true gamer. I do this.
True.
Like my candle. I think I showed this on one of my episodes. But I have a Catholic candle with Nook on it, Tom Nook. And he's the patron saint of loans. I'm sure some people will find this offensive.
That's where your 10% goes.
That's terrible. But I think it's hilarious. I got it from Etsy, if anyone wants to know. Do you have any game-related paraphernalia?
Any game? Yeah, actually, I had a... I mean, I don't have it anymore. I had an Assassin's Creed 3 shirt. That was my favorite game.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I actually wore it too much.
I actually started playing that game.
AC3?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I stopped because I got too scared. Why? Okay. I was attacked in the woods by an animal.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I said I didn't know I'd have to fight animals too. Yeah. I stopped playing it.
I love that game. That was very fun.
The Assassin's Creed games are fun.
Yeah.
I have one more thing to say, and then we can get into your gaming history.
Okay.
I know you're just itching to talk about it with 10 minutes left.
I know.
There are people who play video games. There are some people who play video games who might not label themselves as gamers because they feel as though they don't play enough to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think qualifies as like a gamer amount of playing a game?
I think, like I said earlier, I feel like anybody could be a gamer. If you pick up a controller and you start playing, you're a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very simple. There's just different levels of how much you're into it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So now we're going to go into your experience in gaming.
Mm-hmm.
I first want to ask what your history in gaming is. Like, how you were introduced to it, how you came to love it, mm-hmm. and where it's led you now.
Mm-hmm. You led me in a relationship with a gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sexy when you stream.
Thank you for that. I will not explain where that came from.
Not me. It is not me. So let's say okay. All right. Anyway, my gaming experience. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah.
All right, cool. The first thing I can remember about gaming is that we had the GameCube. Mm-hmm. We had a Pac-Man game. Yeah, mm-hmm. we had a Pac-Man game on the GameCube. Do I know what it's called? No. That's about it.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, we had a Mario game too.
Nice.
Do I know what it's called? No.
Nice.
But.
Was it. Okay, was fun. It. Can you at least know if it's a Mario Party game or like one of the classic
I
Mario
think it was a classic. Running
around getting enemies?
It wasn't a platform game, but I believe it to be like an actual Mario game. Okay. Not a Mario Party.
Okay.
But I remember me and my brother playing that, and that was fun. I remember my dad brought the Wii home. My brother was actually upstairs in the shower, and I ran upstairs to tell him to get mm-hmm. out the shower so he could play. So that was very, very exciting. And it was such a, like, a wild surprise, because we had been asking for it for what felt like for an eternity.
Mm-hmm.
It was a while. Which, in kid time, probably like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're a kid, so you don't know. But yeah, and it was funny because I'm pretty sure I'd just forgotten about it. Like, I just let it go. I was going to write it off. We're not getting it. Mm-hmm. And then my dad came home with it. I said, wow!
Excited. You must love me.
I know. He loves all of us. Look at that, you know? So yeah, we played the Wii. And that was very fun.
That's... What was your next console after the Wii?
Probably 360.
Mm-hmm.
I had... Okay, I'll go into the 360, but I'll take a little sidebar into the Advance, the Game Boy Advance. Mm-hmm. I used to carry that thing with me all the time. All the time.
Is that it right there?
I know, yeah. You have one? Mine was black, or it was actually technically like a gray, like a silver gray.
I'm sure it was. I'm sorry. And you know what's sick is this is not the podcast for that.
It's not.
I'm sorry, guys. That's crazy. I'm sorry.
You gotta plug the other one now. But yeah, mine was black. We had a... Well, I actually had two games. I don't remember what the second... Who's Kirby? Wow, it was Kirby. I loved that Kirby game so much.
On the Game Boy?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was very fun. And you would... Well, you would cycle the enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But then he had the little sword. He had the fire. My favorite one was the fire. I think he had ice in that game, too. But yeah, that game was fun. And then we had a Dragon Ball Z game, which also went crazy. I don't think...
RIP.
Oh, yeah. To the creator. Akira. Yeah, that's sick. Yeah. But we had a Dragon Ball Z game. I don't know. Yeah. We had a Dragon Ball Z game. That was very fun. I remember us being in IKEA, and you know the little sound? Oh, yours is dead too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Little sound that it would make when you turn it on?
Yeah.
There was a point where I would just flick it, like, just to hear it. It was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah. Anyway, the Game Boy was really fun. Next up was the 360.
Yeah.
360, I had the Assassin's Creed games. That's where I started. My friend, actually, Zane, he actually put me onto Assassin's Creed. So I started off with AC2. It was Assassin's Creed 2, and then I got Brotherhood. Brotherhood went crazy. Mm-hmm. Brotherhood went crazy. The story, there was a feature where you can essentially gather up your own little band of assassins. Have you played Brotherhood?
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah, you gotta play the retro ones. But Brotherhood was really fun, because you could gather up, like, you could recruit people to your Assassin's Guild, and then you could train them, send them out on missions, and then whenever you needed help, you could, like, tab them, and they would just, like, swarm in and take care of business for you. So that was one of the games I beat several times. I hated Desmond. Oh, my God. Do you have to play as Desmond? Yeah, you played AC3, right?
played 4.
You played 4.
Wasn't Desmond in 4?
I think so.
He was the in real life guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a
player. I hate Desmond. Every time they would take me out of the I hated it. Why am I doing this fucking mission?
Why am I in the corporate world? Exactly. Why am I at my 9-to-5?
Exactly. I just came from my 9-to-5. I don't want to go back. What the hell's going on? Came to have fun. Hated Desmond.
You know what's sick?
Yeah.
Is now that we're talking about it, that sequence where you would leave the game and mm-hmm. then become Desmond and do his little 9-to-5 office yeah. thing, which sucked.
Yeah.
Reminds me of this one Black Mirror episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, there was like people stuck in this game. Man, it's either Black Mirror or Love, Death, and Robots.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some episode where there were people stuck in the game and they had to, they like contacted someone in the real world through the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the person in the real world had to go find someone that they worked with who was keeping them trapped in the game. And she had to pretend that she was into him to like get invited to his house for like mm-hmm. dinner or whatever. And then she like released the people in the game. And I don't know. But that reminds me
of... I understand that. The connection. I get the connection that you're making.
Yeah. The
little side quest.
Not side quest, but like the intermingling between reality and the game world.
Mm, that's fair. Yeah, I hated Desmond. Fuck him.
Okay.
AC3 was beautiful. Loved mm-hmm. that game. I had a thing of watching trailers repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
So all the Assassin's Creed trailers, love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the cinematic trailer would be like how the... I think I told you.
I hate cinematic trailers.
I think they're sick.
That's my hot take.
That's fair. I think they're cool.
I don't. Post the gameplay. And stop teasing me. Stop edging me.
That's sick.
If you're not going to let me come.
Hmm.
Like the GTA 6 trailer?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. Where's the gameplay?
That is the gameplay.
No, it's not.
That's why I have been disappointed in games. Because I would think that the cinematic trailer was the gameplay. I didn't know the difference. Mm-hmm. It's just that, oh, this is a game? This is what it's going to look like. Nice. I get it. Nope.
Exactly.
But.
And those fuck-ass games that be having the real in-depth trailers and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. then it's just Candy Crush. Like Candy Crush gameplay.
Like on your phone.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, that's yeah. terrible.
Yeah.
Why do you have a whole movie for Candy Crush? Or when they have a cinematic trailer and then it's like turn-based fighting.
Mm-hmm.
That's also my hot take. I hate turn-based fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I say, even though I'm an avid Persona 5 fan, I don't like turn-based fighting.
Mm. So they do in real life. Mink, your turn.
Your turn.
Mink, mink. Where is that? 360?
Mm-hmm.
360, then I got
PS4. Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at now.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I got PS4 for the exclusives, The Last of Us and Spider-Man.
When did the PS4 come out, and when did you get it?
Mm-hmm. No, no.
Did you get it when it came out, or like a little bit
after? What's sick is I've had two PS4s. I got it after it came out, for mm-hmm. sure. I didn't get it when it first came out. But yeah, that's when FIFA really took off for me. That's when I played The Last of Us 1 and 2. 2 starts off... 1 starts off wild. Actually, The Last of Us is the only game... The Last of Us is the only game that I've played that's made me cry. I don't cry about a lot. I don't. I don't mm-hmm. think I do. The Last of Us... It's one of those things.
I haven't played a game that I've cried over.
Mm-hmm.
I have watched a gameplay that made me cry. Mm-hmm. It was The Walking Dead when...
Telltale?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Berlizzi play it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when Clementine got bit.
Mm-hmm.
Her leg got bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, there was a scene between her and AJ
mm-hmm.
where it was implied that she was going to die or turn. And Berlizzi started crying. I started crying. I was in hysterics. And it was freshman year of college
mm-hmm.
because I was in my dorm room. I had a roommate, but she was out. And I was sitting there crying. And she came in and just saw me on the bed crying. I was like, no, it's okay. It's just The Walking Dead.
That's right.
Clementine, no! Clementine was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, they revealed that she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I was crying.
Mm-hmm. Profusely.
Profusely.
Yeah.
I think a game that would actually make me cry, though, is Spiritfarer. That's fair that you haven't heard of it. It's a cozy game.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered a cozy game, but it's about death and the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
And you play as I actually mentioned it in my cozy gaming episode of the podcast. You play as a ferry master. So like someone who runs a ferry boat. That's the wrong podcast.
I'm sorry.
You play as a ferry master mm-hmm. who runs a ferry boat for people who had like recently died.
Mm-hmm.
So like their spirits, like you're in charge of like housing the spirits
mm-hmm.
for a bit and then releasing them to the afterlife.
Right.
And I've heard that it really goes into death and grief and mourning.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you I'm crying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing that game. Mm-hmm. At least not for a while.
Mm-hmm. You gotta play The Last of Us.
No.
You have to.
I refuse.
You have to.
I refuse.
Okay.
I'm not hearing a clicker and surround sound. I promise you that.
Okay, I'll play those parts. But you have to play The Last of Us. Seriously.
I would rather watch you play it.
That's fine, too.
Okay.
All right, cool.
That is a mutual agreement.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. Because I've played it. I've played it a few times, so I don't mind playing it again. But I just think you haven't seen any of the gameplay for it either?
No, but I've seen some of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a little bit of gameplay, but not enough to know.
Yeah. Yeah, The Last of Us goes absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. One and two. One and... Oh, my God.
Yeah,
we're
going to
put you on.
I'll watch you play it, but I'm not playing it myself.
That's all right. I guarantee you, quote me, you're going to watch me play it, one and two, and then you're going to play it yourself.
I won't.
Okay. Okay. Say what you're going to say.
Okay, we touched on this a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but can you go into your favorite gaming genres and your favorite games?
My favorite gaming genres are story games.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the only, outside of FIFA and Fort, those are the only games I play, is story-based mm-hmm. games. So, I mean, really, it's just, no, three. Assassin's Creed, all of them. The Last of Us, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Those only Telltale also
mm-hmm. The Expanse.
Oh my God! Don't buy that! Don't buy that! That's a fucking waste of time and money. Granted, it was what like $5 maybe. I swear to you, I actually need to get my refund back, and I'm not. I don't need it. Trust me, I don't need the $5. But the fact that they charged money for that game, point blank period, it wasn't worth it being free. To be quite honest with you, that shit is ass.
Even if it was garbage. Free, I would
delete it.
I would delete
it. It's a fucking virus to gaming. It's nasty. It's actually nasty. That game is actually bad. And it's from such a good studio, too. It's so disappointing.
But wow, I want to see the reviews on that.
We need to make our own reviews. Outside of that shit show, The Walking Dead was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure there's multiple parts or like seasons of it too.
Yeah.
But that's good. The Batman. Which one am I missing? The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't play it first. I just think I played that on, I don't know. I don't remember. If it was 360, if it came out during 360, I probably played it on 360. If not, then it was obviously PS4. But mm-hmm. I did play it. But I watched it first and the time gap between when I watched it and when I played it was so long, I forgot what had happened when I watched it.
Right.
So I got to experience it twice, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing game. It maybe with the choices I made, it took a little bit to pick up. But once it gets going, I actually want to play it again. Not gonna lie. That's a nice game. That's fun. But yeah, story games to answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And your favorite game?
Probably The Last of Us.
Really? You would not Assassins?
No. Maya, I don't think you understand. The Last of Us story is... It's how I feel about Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm.
It's the it's the pinnacle of gaming for me. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's anything else that... I don't think... It doesn't matter what game I play moving forward, unless it's like The Last of Us 3, mm-hmm. that will compare. Mm-hmm. Same thing with anime. Like, there... I highly doubt there to be another anime that comes close to Attack for me. Mm-hmm. But The Last of Us.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So, I have two more questions for you.
Yeah.
How has your perception of gamers and gaming changed since meeting me?
I play Fortnite a lot more. What's my perception of gamers? I don't really...
Has it changed at all since meeting me?
No, I usually don't think about the gaming community. If I think about you, then I think about gamers. Like, you are a gamer.
Have you been more involved in the gaming community since meeting me?
Not necessarily. I think that I've been more involved in your community, if that counts. That's
fair. Yeah. I would count that.
Yeah, then yes. But, I mean, I don't really, like, join forums or, like, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you do?
What do I do? Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
As far as the gaming community.
I keep up with game releases mm-hmm. and news like that. I follow some studios mm-hmm. on social media. Mm-hmm. I have different... I don't have different Discord servers, but I'm in different Discord yeah. servers for different things revolving gaming. Mm-hmm. I started reading gaming books.
Yeah, I haven't done any of that. So, that's why I said no.
That's fair.
I might... Well, I know what a Razer is. Like, the tech company now.
A Razer. Wow.
Yeah. Razer without the L.
Yes.
But that's just because you put me on. So I think I follow them now. Mm-hmm. But that's just because you said that you wanted it. But mm-hmm. outside of that, not really.
Okay. My final question for you is, what advice for non-gamers?
Play The Last of Us.
Wait, I did not write this. Oh, that's just your advice? Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to ask, what advice do you have for non-gamers who are hesitant to give gaming a try?
Who are hesitant to give gaming a try?
Yeah. Maybe it's, like, too overwhelming for them.
Like, the thought... Don't play The Last of Us, then.
Don't play The Last... You just went right back on your word.
I did, 100%. Because that's going to be too much. Mm-hmm. They'll pick that game up, they'll start playing it, and they won't play anything else.
Like, what if your dad came to you and was like, I want to start... I want to start playing games again, and you would be like, let's play Wii Sports. And then you would ruin the whole thing for him.
That would
again.
Be the equivalent, yeah. Dad actually accused me, well, it probably arguably is cheating. The thing is, I don't think it's cheating though, because technically everybody can do it.
It's definitely cheating. Just,
no.
But if you think about sports, technically everybody could take steroids.
Like, yes, you're right, but it's against the rules. But it's not against the rules. So,
oh my gosh.
Hear me out. In boxing and Wii boxing, I think everybody knows this, but you don't actually have to punch. That's number one. So you're wasting your time and energy doing that. But when you're dodging, going back and forth, you can time it so that it comes in slow motion. The other person's punch comes in slow motion, and you just piece them up. So you're not hitting me because I'm dodging each swing that you take, and I'm just going to keep hitting you every time. So it's... I'm pretty sure that a lot of people know that. If you don't, now you do. And if you did... Play me.
Okay. Well, those are all the questions I had for you. Those are all the topics we're going to touch on. So, mm-hmm. there's our last segment, our question card of the day. I mm-hmm. don't have one in front of me because I was going to ask you to get it in the pink box.
Pink?
Yep, on the shelf.
This?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. So, mm-hmm. we're going to pull a question card of the day from the self-love edition of, you said, why is it dirty? Leave it alone. Okay. There we go. Look. The self-love edition from We Are Not Really Strangers. Yeah. We'll do a level one. Okay. The question card of the day is, what have you grown to love about yourself?
Are they answering that?
We all are. Mm-hmm. So what is something you have grown to love about yourself?
Understanding why I am the way I am. Yeah.
Nice.
That's it. I do sound like my dad. I do some reflection. Mm-hmm. And in that light, I've come to realize that some of the experiences that I've had have made me I don't know. I'm more conscious of the experiences I have and how they shape who I'm becoming.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll say.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that I have grown to love my Afrocentric features as a Black woman.
Nice.
Because there was a time, because I was in a predominantly white neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I wasn't always appreciative of my features, mm-hmm. but I can now say with confidence that I love being a Black woman.
Nice. You said it's a month too late.
A month too late? Oh my gosh. I don't even know when this episode's coming out, so it might be 3 months too late. It might be four. It might be seven.
It might be the perfect month.
It might be the perfect month. It might come full circle.
That's terrible.
But that's all I had for today's episode of Gaming is for Girls. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you, Ali, for joining us in today's episode.
I appreciate you having me.
Of course. Thank you for your time and your words.
Of course.
Before we go, please make sure that you subscribe to the channel and like the video if you liked it. And if you didn't, like it anyways. Please give us a review on whatever platform you are listening to. Follow us on socials, Instagram at Gaming is for Girls and Twitter is Gaming is number four girls. Our Patreon is patreon.com/themenaces where you can get bonus episodes of Gaming is for Girls, have content polls for the podcast as well as the gaming channel, and have access to the Gaming is for Girls book club. That's all I have for today's episode. Do you have anything to share? Anything that you want the girls to know?
Just play The Last of Us.
Play The Last of Us. You heard it here first. Or maybe you haven't.
Definitely not first.
Not first.
Game has been out for years.
Been out for years. Play The Last of Us. Subscribe. Like. Rate. Patreon. Socials. And that's it. Thank you guys. Yeah. See you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode. Thank you for joining me. And be sure to subscribe or follow my podcast on whatever platform you're listening on so you never miss a menacing moment. Be sure to leave a review of the podcast and also hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Gaming is for Girls. It's a big help and it means oh so much to me. Thanks again, and remember, gaming is for everyone, especially the girls. Bye, guys.